On April 9th, 2015, I'm giving a talk about hummingbirds at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center. This is a full month before we can expect to see the first hummingbirds in our neck of the woods. They usually turn up sometime around Mother's Day. But just thinking about hummingbirds takes the edge off even the dreariest, coldest April days, and it's always good to plan ahead regarding the best practices for feeding hummingbirds and providing high-quality backyard habitat. The internet is filled with advice about birds. It can be very difficult for people to figure out what's accurate. I've read all kinds of misinformation about just about every topic imaginable. Birdhouse plans specifically designed for cardinals, even though cardinals are not cavity nesters and never ever use birdhouses. Photos of panting, stressed captive snowy owls ridiculously described as laughing, and recommendations to make sugar water super strong with a 1-to-1 ratio of sugar to water. The sugar water we offer hummingbirds should be of a sweetness comparable to that of natural nectar in the flowers hummingbirds use, which averages about 1/4 strength, or 1/4 cup of sugar per cup of water. If you want to make things simple, that's all you need to remember to provide sugar water that will be perfectly fine under any conditions. Some people insist that their hummingbirds only take beet sugar or cane sugar. I've never noticed a difference, and many hummingbird authorities claim there is no difference. Never use food coloring, and never get store-bought hummingbird mixtures that are red. Also, don't use honey in place of sugar. It clouts up very quickly, getting contaminated by bacteria and fungus. If you fill your feeders whenever you mix up a new batch of sugar water, there's no need to boil the water first. Even if you mix up a large batch to use as the feeder's empty, you don't need to boil the mixture as long as you put it in a clean container and refrigerate it until use. Make sure you clean your feeders regularly. Use a stiff bottle brush and make sure there are no little black deposits in the crevices. The most important feature to consider when purchasing any hummingbird feeder is that it's easy to clean. Change the sugar water frequently, every day or two in hot weather. If it gets cloudy, you've waited too long, but sugar water slowly ferments, and even if it's relatively clear, some of the sugar may have been converted to alcohols, bad for hummingbird livers. Nectar does vary in strength, and if you want to provide ideal sugar water for differing situations, you can make it stronger, up to about 1/3 cup of sugar per cup of water, during cold, rainy conditions. This can provide added calories during migration when birds are burning up energy as they go, or when we have a cold snap right when hummingbirds are incubating eggs, minimizing the time they must be off the nest. During hot, dry spells when water is at a premium, you can make your mixture weaker, about 1/5 cup of sugar per cup of water, especially if hummingbirds in your neighborhood have little access to drinking water. But again, if this is hard to remember, the basic recipe of 1/4 cup of sugar per cup of water is fine in all situations. Hummingbird feeders are all you need to attract a few hungry migrants passing over. That is as important for them as restaurants are for hungry human travelers. But hummingbirds need a lot more than sugar water to survive. If you want some to stick around your neighborhood beyond migration, you'll need to build up your backyard habitat. Next time, I'll talk about how to do that. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.